We're learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we're starting approximately 11 lines from the top, the two dots, Omamar. Omamar, we learned in the Mishnah that when could a person start saying Shema of the evening, Shema, to be Yotzei's mitzvah of Shema in the evening, Mishosh Shakahanim Nechnosim Le'echo V'Chumosim. When the Kahanim have Harav Shemesh and allowed to eat Trumo, which is Tseis HaKechovim. That means from Tseis HaKechovim and on, that's the Zman of Chiyav Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Ramin will ask you a kashma Abraisa. It says in Abraisa, Ma'imasai Kurin Eth Shema Barvin. When's the time, the proper time, to start saying Shema in the evening? Mishosh Oni Nechnas Lechol Pitoi B'Melech. When a oni starts eating dinner at night, he eats it a little earlier than other people. Why? Because he doesn't have enough money to pay for light, for a candle, and therefore he eats and he works the whole day. So he eats at the end of the day when the day is finished, but it's still a little light outside. And we'll see exactly what that shear is. But he eats it when it's still a little bit light and it's a little bit dark. And he eats a toll ad shah sha'imid lifater mateh sudasa. And it ends, the shear ends, when he's finished his man of a suda. So the time to say Shema is from when an oni starts eating until when he's finished his eating his suda. Seifa vade pligi. The end of this braisa that says that the limit is, that he already can't say it after it reaches that man, that for sure augurs on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah has three other shurim, either Ashmur Shoina after the first third, or at Chatzos, or by Lois HaShachar. There was no time in our Mishnah that has this shear that when he's finished, you know, eating his Suda, that he can't say Shema anymore. So that part for sure argues. That part of the Brice of Shor argues. What about the Reisha? The Reisha says the shear is when Oni starts eating his supper. So is that Shtimud HaMishnah or not? Seif HaVadi Pligam HaSisim. Reisha Mi Lema Pligam HaSisim. No, it's not a Mechlekes. Only if a Kohen Chad Shura. The time when a Kohen's last started eating Truma, there's Harav Shemesh, which means Seis, is the same exact shear of when a Oni eats his supper. And we said the Pshara is because it's light. So Vayistoy is by Tzeikis HaChavim, it's a little bit light outside. If you look at a Tshuva, Ramosha Feinstein, Chelik Alev, Simen Chav Dalad, the Shoyal there is telling him that it must be that Tzeis HaChavim is 72 minutes or more after Shkia, because you find that it's still a little bit light outside. So he says, nah, it's not a Raya, because even when Tzeis HaChavim happens, it's a little light outside, the Raya is Ma'a Gemara, that only eats supper at that time. So you see that it's still a little bit light outside. But like upon him, Agamar right now assumes that the Oni eats supper at the same time as the Kohen has Harav Shemesh, which is Tzeis. So the Gemara of Raminu. I'm still going to ask you another kashi. Tell me, Oni and a Kohen is one shear, and I'll ask you a kashi on that. Raminu. Meimisai Meschilin, Dr. Bryce, Meimisai Meschilin, Likras Kriya Shema Ba'arvis. When does a person start saying Shema in the evening? Meshosh Mnei Odom Nechnosim Le'echol Pitom Ba'arvis Shabbosis. Divrei Meir. Meir says, it's the time when we start the Friday night Suda. And Rashi explains that the Friday night Suda starts right away because everything is ready and you don't have to bake anything because you bake anything before Shabbos. So you're ready to eat right away. So that shear, that's when you start being chayiv to say Shema. Divrei Meir. When a kohen is allowed to eat Truma, which means Tzeis HaKechovim. Similar to Tzeis HaKechovim. How do you know when a kohen can eat Truma? Even though there's no raya that says hagichavim is the end of the day, but zeichel dava have a zecher from a pasuk. Shenema, it says in a pasuk. The pasuk is in Nehemia, talking about when they're building the base of Mikdash. It says, "Va'nachnu oisim b'malacha." We're working in malacha. V'chetzio machzikim remachim. Half of us stood around the base of Mikdash with spears to protect the workers. Ma'aloisa shachar tseis hagichavim from the morning until tseis. From Alois HaShachar until Tzei. So you see, that must be the day, the work day. That's when they worked. And another Raya, the night we used for watching, and by day we worked. So you see, the day is the time for working. We need a second pasuk. Maybe you would say that really, even though it says they worked from Alois HaShachar to Tzei, that's not the work, that's not day. It's part of its night. They worked overtime a little bit. Really, by Shkia is night. They worked late and woke up early. Doesn't mean that's the day. Who said that means that day is till Tzeis? Maybe day is only till Shkia. They worked till Tzeis, they worked overtime. It's not a Raya. So the second pasuk, Tashema, v'hayolonu alayla mishmar v'hayoyim melacha. It says they worked by day. So you see, until Tzeisei Chavim is called day. Adkan, the Braisa, Chavim brings a raya that Tzeis is start of the night, and that's why he starts saying Shema by Tzeisei Chavim. And what's the raya from the Pesukim? Taisa speaks out, why is only a Zeichel Dava? It sounds like I'm a first Raya to me. Why is it only a Zeichel Dava? Zok Taisa is Raya Gemur Eina, the Holy Mar Hosam Lin Kriyashma. It's not talking about Kriyashma, they're talking about working. Maybe for the work day, it's called day. Who's still a Gavi Kriyashma? And therefore Taisa is not 100% Raya. But like upon him, what we do see in the Braya says, Ramah Chalikas Ramey and the Chachamim. Chachamim say it says, and Ramey says when you start eating your Friday night Suda. And the Gemara thought, Kusaka Daitach, the oni bre adam chachiru, that are oni every evening and people Friday night, that's the same exact shear. Vi amris oni v'koyin chachiru, and if we just finished saying before that when an oni starts eating his supper, that's the same shear as seis. So it comes out that the same shear as when you eat Friday night. If that's the same shear, so then chachamim hanirameh, the chachamim ha'agirameh. El shmamino must be oni shiru l'chod v'koyin shiru l'chod. It must be oni is one shear. And a kain is another shear. And maybe even onis even later, and a kain is a little earlier. The kain is seis, is a little after seis. And that's what it means. Maybe then, because we're naming on now that a regular Friday night is like the onis supper. So maybe you have to say that oni lechod and kain lechod, and it comes out that brisa is arguing on a mishnah. Zoktamar no loy oni v'kain chachiru. Oni and Kain were staying, is one shear, it says. Oni ibn Adam lav chachura, but Oni and the Friday night Suda, that's not one's man, because a person eats Erev Shabbos a little before Tzeis. Oni eats right by Tzeis, but Erev Shabbos they eat a little before Tzeis. So that's what will come out. So it comes out Fizah that Rameir hold that the shear is every person Erev Shabbos, and the Chum who say the shear is Kain, they're arguing. The Chum mean Tzeis, and according to Rav Meir, it means a little bit before that. Zok the Gemara again, when asked, "Oni v'koyin chachiru," so you tell me now, "Oni and a koyin all tzeis, are they taka one shear?" V'raminu, I'm going to ask you a stira from another brisa, and in this brisa brings down five different tanoim who have five different pshatim when you have to start saying Shema. V'raminu, I'll ask you a kasha. When do you start saying Shema in the evening? Eliezer says, a new shear, we never heard this one before. When can you start saying Shema? When you start keeping Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, which is when? Which is Bein HaShemashos. That means, by the beginning of Bein HaShemashos, when it's a Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila, when you're not sure if it's night or day, then you start keeping Shabbos, that's when you can start saying Shema. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua, Eimer, Meshach, Shah, Kahanim, Mutaharim, Lecha, Vachemasam. Rabbi Yeshua says when Kahanim are allowed to start eating Truma, which means Tseis HaKechavim. It's the third time we had about eating Truma, and every time it's a little bit different Lashon. Here it says Kahanim, Mutaharim. Before it says Kahanim, Zakayim. And in our Mishnah it says Nechnosim. But it all means the same thing. When they eat Truma, that means say. So we have two shittas. Rabbi Eliezer says when they start keeping the Isser Malacha on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua says for when they start eating Truma. Even earlier, when the last chance they could be Toivel, which means it has to be by day, you have to be Toivel by day, and then you have Harav Shemesh, which makes yourself completely pure then, but you have Toivel by day. So when the Kahana ready to go to be Toivel, that's when you can say Shema. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, like Kahana by Yoimim Toivel, they Toivel by day. By day you can't say Shema, I'm talking about evening Shema. Evening Shema has to be by evening, not by day, so how can you tell me that's this man? And the Gemara later on will answer Rabbi Yehuda's Taina. So far we have three shittas. We have Eliezer says when you start keeping Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda says by tzeis, which means when Kahanim eat Truma. Rabbi Meir says the shir is Meshosha Kahanim Toivim Lechav Chumasam, when they can be Toivim. Let's do the fourth shita. Rabbi Chinuna Amar Meshosha Oni Nichnas Lechav Pita Melech. Rabbi Chinuna says when the Oni goes to eat supper. Which we'll see, is that Tzeis or not? There'll be a problem because we just had Rabbi Yeshua said Tzeis. So the Gemara's going to talk about that. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Rav Achoi, V'amrila Rav Acha Oimer, Misho, Sheroiv, Ne'odim, Nechnosim, Lahisiv. When Roiv people go and start eating supper. And Tzeis, and Rashi brings down two pshatim in that. Either means every day supper or it means Shabbosos. And Rashi sounds like this is the latest shir. So to come out through Rashi, Shabbosos are later. And not like we said before. But like upon him, we have five shitas here. We have Rabbi Eliezer who says when Kiddush Hayoyim, when you start keep Yisem Malach, which means Ben Hashmashas. Rabbi Shua says when they are Yitzchumo, which is Seis. Rabbi Meir says earlier, before Ben Hashmashas, when Kahanam Atoival. Rabbi Chanina says when Ani eats supper. And Rabbi Achoy says when all people eat, which might probably is the latest Zman. But upon him, what do you see from here? If you say Oni is same thing as Seis, same thing as a Koyin eating Truma, Rabbi Chanina had Rabbi Shua comes out, Rabbi Chanina is exactly like Rabbi Shua. Heke Seis, Machloikis, they're exact same Shir. El Alav, Shmamino, Shi'uro de Oni Lechud, Bishi'uro de Koyin Lechud, Shmamino. You see from here that a Shir of Oni and Shir of Koyin are two separate Shi'urim, and you have to say that Shir of Oni is a little bit later than Koyin, a little bit after Tzeis. And this is the same Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. He says even a little bit after Tzeis is a little bit light. The Oni is eating there. So you see, from here, Shema Mino, that the Shir of Oni is a little bit later than the Shir of the Koyin. So Gemara, Heimanai, I already spoke it out. The Gemara is going to speak it out now, Klaw. It says it's a different Shir. Which one's later? Heimanai Mo'ocher. So like we spoke out, Mestavra da Oni Mu'uchar, the Armas da Oni Mukdam, the Marvin is a riot to this. Maybe a Oni, when he eats supper, is before Tzeis. The Armas da Oni Mukdam, Rab Chanina ha Rab Eliezer. Then Rab Chanina ha Rab Eliezer. Eliezer says it's Ben HaShemashah, so that's right before Tzeis. So if a Oni meant a little before Tzeis, the same thing with Rab Eliezer. And Tzeis says you don't want to make like half Shurim, like half a Ben HaShemashah, you don't want to do that. Elav Shmamino, the Oni Mu'uchar Shmamino. You see, Oni is later. So it comes in an order of the five Mandiyamri. Rabbi Meir is the earliest, that's right before Ben HaShemashas. Then you have Eliezer, which is Ben HaShemashas. Then you have Rabbi Shua, which is Seis. Then you have Rabbi Chanina, which is when Oni eats, right after Seis. And Rabbi Achoyi is a little bit later. Rabbi Achoyi, who says that when every person eats supper, that would be a little bit later. So it's five different Shurim. Omamar, this is when I come to answer the Rabbi Huda's kasha, Rabbi Meir. Omamar, Omla Rabbi Huda, v'loi kahanim boid yoim, heim toivlim. Rabbi Huda says, heck you say, you start saying Shema when a kohen is toivl, before Harav Shemesh, that's the day. We're talking about night Shema. You can't say Shema by day. That's the evening Shema. Shapik omla Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir. Isn't Rabbi Huda tining good to Rabbi Meir? Is tining good? So to Gemara, and for the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, hochi ko amalei. Do you really think that I'm going on your Ben HaShemashas? Your Ben HaShemashas is the time span is at least a half a mil, which is around 9 minutes or 12 minutes, and some say it's two-thirds of a mil. So it's anywhere between 9, 12, 15 minutes long, the Ben HaShemashas. So if the Ben HaShemashas is that long, so if you do before Ben HaShemashas, that's like a long time before it says. I know, Dr. Meir, Ben HaShemashas Rav Yesi Kama. Kamina, I'm going according to Rav Yesi, who holds Ben HaShemashas is 1 second. So it goes from 1 second to the next to Tzeis. So a second before Tzeis is called Mboid Yoim. And that's fine to say Shemadi. That's called Meshach Becha already, where I'm going to sleep, because it's so close to Tzeis HaKechavim. Rav Yesi Kamina, the Arm of Rav Yesi, Ben HaShemashas Keref Ayin. Ben HaShemashas is like the blink of an eye. Zeh Nichas Zeh Yoytze. This one comes in, this one goes out. The Ef Shalam Lev, you can't even figure it out. You can't even figure it out. Zok to Gemara, so Kasha Ademeyer Mayor. Mine says the Kasha Ademeyer Ademeyer. Why? Because Ademeyer over here says when a guy goes to be Tovel, when the Kohen goes to be Tovel. And before he said when you come to eat Erev Shabbos, which is later. When you come to eat Erev Shabbos, that's after it says Kasha Ademeyer Ademeyer. Gemara, Terei Tanoia Libra de Ademeyer. Machlokes Tanoia, what Ademeyer holds. Another Kasha. Kasha de Rabbi Eliezer de Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yez over here says in the Braisa, says that the Shir is Ben HaShemashas, right before Ben HaShemashas, when you stop doing Malacha, right at the beginning of Ben HaShemashas. And our Mishnah, Rabbi Yez, seems like he holds that it's says, because it says the Mishnah, Ma'im is like her in the Shema Ba'arvin, Mashasha, Gehanim, Nechnosim, Le'echo, B'chumasim, Ad Seif HaShmura Rishoyna, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's what our Mishnah says. So our Mishnah holds it says, and not right at the beginning of Ben HaShemashas. So it's a Kash, it's a Stira, Rabbi Eliezer, on Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara says here as well, Terei Tanoia Libra de Rabbi Eliezer. There's two Tanoim who are arguing what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Via Bais, they have another Teretz. Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer. The Reisha that says, Meshosh and Chnos Nechav Chumah is talking about Rabbi Eliezer. It's just the next part where you can't say Shema anymore, that's where the three Shitas. You have Rabbi Eliezer Shita, and you have the Rabbanon Shita, and you have Rabbi Gamil Shita. Rabbi Eliezer holds only the first third of the night, and Rashi explains over here the reason is because B'shchiva means, Shach B'cha means when a person starts going to sleep. And then you have the Rabbanon hold all the Zman, the whole Zman Shchiva, which is the whole night, but you have to have Tuchat Tzoris because of Siyog, because it literally means a gate. Just to be careful, you shouldn't overstep and not say Shema. And Rav Gamliel says, you have the whole night, there is no Siyog. But the first part of Mishnah says, Mishnah, it's not Rabbi Yezah, it's only Tanakama, it's not Rabbi Yezah, and therefore it's not a Stira Rabbi Yezah. The first Tarot says that is a Stira and straight Tarot Rabbi Yezah.